willing to wear the green dot. To me, it feels like maybe Quay Walker shouldn't have the green dot on the helmet because maybe that's too much for him. I'm not really sure, but that doesn't seem to be the answer at that position, because whenever something is happening on the field, he's on the wrong side. I mean, just watch it back. Yeah. He's always on the wrong side of where all the action is. And I don't know. It's a
question
is
instinct sometimes, you know, yeah. But we'll see. You know, in the secondary, I'm curious at right corner if you think, is that a battle or is it just necessity?
I don't know.
Valentine with 32 snaps, Stokes with 24. And I thought they both played pretty well, you know, but then they use the safeties much more, too. 20 snaps for Evan Williams, that was the fewest. Bullard, like you said, is a wonderful player, no doubt.
Yeah,
then
no.
McKinney, you know.
Bullard and McKinney, we were watching the game yesterday, and I was like, oh, these two are going to be so fun together. I mean, when have the Packers really had a tandem in the backfield or even a DB group that you're actually excited to see? You've had players here and there, right, that you're like, yes, but you know they can't cover everybody. Right now, they have a backfield that I think everybody should be very excited about. Whether, you know, it's Eric Stokes, whether it's Carrington Valentine, Jair picked up his game yesterday compared to the week before. But McKinney and Bullard, I think, could be really, really special in this league as a tandem back there. And it's fun to watch them on the field because they're directing traffic. I mean, if you watch them, they direct traffic, and their instincts, you talk about the word, bring up the word instincts, their instincts are so good because when you watch them back there, they're pointing where they should be. They're watching the eyes of the quarterback. They're watching the line, and then they're moving around based off of that. So they're really going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm hoping for
Bullard
big things.
That play Bullard made, diving over the top to knock it away.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's a
big-time
play, you know.
It's for a rookie. He's a rookie. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, that's the other thing you have to remember. And let's bring this number up, too. 5 interceptions through 2 games. The Packers had 7 all of last year on defense. They've already had 5, which is crazy. And they dropped 2. They actually dropped 2.
Way should have been a pick 6 to seal it. But hey, we just can't bash on him all day, can we?
No, I can't. But when you watch what the defense was able to do, he's that one guy right now, and it could change. And I'm willing to admit when it changes, right now he's the one guy that sticks out the most as far as the obvious, right? Like the weak link in the system. That's the guy that's sticking out right now. And again, it could change. And if it does, more power to him. You know, that's good coaching. That's a good player who's willing to listen. But right now, it's pretty obvious where the weak link is, especially when you watch the running game and the running backs who have been able to get big yardage. And obviously, you're not going to stop a guy like Jonathan Taylor. I mean, come on. He's fantastic, right? But at the same time, it's when you're screaming at your TV and Quay Walker's on one side, and as a fan, you're watching the other thing. You're like, hello, even I could see that, you know? So.
I will say this right now. I'm excited about Edgerrin Cooper being on the team, not so much for what Cooper's doing, but what Walker's not.
Right, exactly.
He's got the guy in waiting anyway.
Well, we'll see what happens with that one. If Halfley's the kind of guy that we've been told he is and he lives true to his word, I think maybe we'll start seeing some changes there, a little bit more playtime for Cooper as he adjusts to the NFL. But we shall see on that one. Hey, here's a fun stat, though, for you today as we start wrapping things up. With that win yesterday, the Packers became the first team in NFL history to reach 800 regular season wins. So going way, way back.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that a fun stat?
I like that. You know what another fun stat is? 2-0, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1.
Yeah.
The Vikings aren't going to win the division. I don't see it. But thank you for beating the Niners yesterday fairly handily. Holy cow.
Right? And I think that would have been a much different game. Short week travel time for the Niners. McCaffrey going on IR this week. I think there was a lot at play there as far as the short week, probably, more than anything in the travel time.
Yeah, but not the Packers' problem.
No, agreed. And we'll take the 49ers.
How about those
losing
Buccaneers, by the way, Maddie? You called that about halftime or so. I think you kind of figured and it went down to the wire, Jared.
It did.
What happened at the end? I saw the Lions were about to go in, and then I switched channels and didn't. I forgot. I didn't see the end of the game. Did the Bucs get an interception then?
No, they stuffed him at the line, I believe, if I'm remembering right.
I think
they handed it to Gibbs, and I think Gibbs was short of the line, and it was fourth, and it was a turnover on downs.
Yeah,
and I believe, if I'm remembering the game right, because we were also covering breaking news with the Trump golf course situation yesterday.
Yes, yep.
That was happening at the same time. Then I believe the Bucs took it back, and they went four and out, and then the Lions had a chance to win it, and didn't go well. And then the big thing that I think is going to be interesting to watch there is a couple injuries in the NFC North. Amon St. Brown went down yesterday, and that final drive of the game as the Lions were trying to win it. He was definitely trying to gut it out, but the dude could barely stand on his foot. Looked like maybe a sprain, something twisted. So that's going to be something to kind of watch. He wasn't putting a lot of weight on it, yet he was still trying to gut it out there. So kudos for being a good team player.
One thing the Lions do, the Jamison Williams I know is coming on, but their depth at receiver is the one area that our Lions expert Will Birchfield always talks about, how can't have injuries there, and there you go.
Yeah, and then if you watch what happened with the Vikings yesterday, after Justin Jefferson went out with a quad injury, they didn't really score any more points at all. Which they're a little weak at the wide receiver position right now as well, as far as the depth goes. But once he went out, they didn't score really any more points. Then the 49ers just couldn't do anything yesterday. I mean, they just couldn't run the ball well. Purdy was having a day. And sometimes it happens, because just look what happened between the Saints and the Cowboys.
Ooh-wee. I don't know. Are the Saints that good, or the Cowboys that shaky week to
week? That's what Max and I were discussing. He was like, is this going to be the year of the Saints? Or he's like, is Dak Prescott really just, or is this team getting exposed? But we've seen this with the Cowboys, right? We see them go into these games and they blow teams out, where they look like they are going to take on the world and this is it, this is Jerry's year for a trophy, and then they go into the next game and you're like, wow, what happened here? I mean, it's very almost alarming to watch the difference from one game to another with the Cowboys.
With that much talent, too. And then the Saints, a buddy of mine, Rick, I didn't even know he followed it that close. He's like, I've always liked Derek Carr. I think he's a lot better and kind of got the short shrift, you know. Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Looks like
$1 million
through 2 weeks anyway. Four-week season, he's an all-pro.
We'll go with that, sure. Well, and Derek Carr has an arm. I mean, and Alvin
Kamara. He's got two of them, actually, as it turns out.
And Alvin Kamara actually looks healthy. I don't think he was super healthy last year. So having a healthy, so having a healthy Kamara, I think, helps out the situation a little bit as well. So we shall see. It was an interesting day. You can tell it was week two, because there was a lot of weird things happening in football yesterday.
Tonight, Eagles cleaning up on the Falcons.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting one, because obviously we didn't get to see the Falcons play the week before, but heard a lot of things about Kirk Cousins and being able to move/not move after coming back from that Achilles. So that one might be an interesting one.
How do you feel about this? Playing an NFL quarterback and Kirk Cousins, who's not that old to begin with, coming off an Achilles, and they can't have him under center because they're fearful of the Achilles, so they're using shotgun strictly.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
If you can't run your whole playbook, are you actually should be cleared to play? I don't know.
I don't know. It's very bizarre, but Aaron Rodgers got a win yesterday. So
he
good
did.
For him and the Jets. Braylon
Titans,
Allen,
like
got
you said,
win.
Must have a better defense than we think. Packers better be ready.
Yeah, I think so. And Braylon Allen, though, if you're a Badgers fan, get to see a little Braylon Allen in the end zone yesterday with the Jets. So that
was fun,
too.
Ton of talent for that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surprised he went as late as he did, but I think they're really happy
to get him. No, I think it's a good fit. And if Aaron Rodgers is willing to use him, then more power to him.
Hey, you got to earn his trust first, Maddie.
That's right. You know, they had some darkness.
I won't be practicing with you at all, but earn my trust. How? Through emails and texts or FaceTime? What?
Not if he's at his house. That doesn't work at his house.
No. That's right.
Maybe they went on a darkness retreat together.
That
who knows?
Be.
All right. So with that, you and I will talk again on Friday morning as we get ready for the Titans and the Packers. Should be another interesting week. Got word yesterday that according to reports, it looks like, you know, everybody thought maybe the Vikings game was the return date for Jordan Love. Looks like maybe it might be the week after, even though they're really, I think, hoping for that Vikings game. So we shall see. It's going to be interesting. But I say if even Malik Willis can get you the one win, maybe, you know, keep it close in another. I know that doesn't help your record, but at the same time, you know, let the defense get a little better. And then even if you got one win with Jordan Love coming back to the helm, right? Two would be best, but even if you've got the one, at least you don't feel like you're completely out of things. And with him back at center, then you feel like you still can make some progress, right?
And, oh, for sure. And who doesn't think they can't beat the the Titans. I mean, you've got their quarterbacks going for you, so it's
Will
2 weeks
Levis.
In a row.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Maybe that Packers defense will get more pick. Maybe they'll tie their record from last year of 7 next
week. I just thought of this. Talk about regrets. I mean, the Titans in their world never, ever dreamed they'd be facing Malik Willis soon, coming off a win in which he was 12 out of 14. It'd be funny. It's like, see what happens when a guy gets really good coaching.
Right. No, and I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, honestly, at one point, Max texted me yesterday. He's like, is this Tom Clements' magic? Is this why the guy can never die? You know, and it might be a little bit of that. It might be a little bit of that.
Was there any part of the game yesterday where you'd have thought, I'd rather have Mason Rudolph?
No.
The guy the Titans kept over?
No. Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I would not have thought that.
I mean, I've never had that thought in my life anyway, but especially
right?
yesterday.
This is true. I mean, yeah, no, I've never thought that. But yeah, no, yesterday I wouldn't have thought that at all. I was certainly glad, though, it wasn't Sean Clifford out there, which really says a lot about the third string of the Green Bay Packers right now. So,
but, you know, we're talking third string quarterback in Green Bay. Everyone else is trying to figure out if they got a guy who starts that's worth
right?
an arm.
I know. So it's good. It's a good problem to have. All right. With that, you and I will talk on Friday. Thank you
Sounds
so very
good.
Much.
Right,
we
Maddie,
appreciate it. Have
appreciate
a great week.
You too.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, joining us before and after those Packers games. Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the sign.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. 99.7 Max FM.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the grass, all coiled up in the sand. And though I know we're still
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Another great edition of Hanging with Hovel. Always good talking to him and always fun talking about the Packers. Remember, he'll be back Friday morning around 8:30 as we get ready for the Texans and another afternoon of Sunday football with the Green Bay Packers. The Thompson Twins now.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me. And we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. We're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Billy Idol.
Yeah.
one by one, they were gone. Back at base, Fox and the software flashed the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Red Balloons. There is Nina. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you are having a great Monday so far. Well, let's face it. We all know how Mondays can be. So hopefully we're making the best of it, right? Weekend time, so much better. And then, well, everybody just throws this Monday thing at us, and we're expected to adult. Coffee donuts at their best, right? Now, don't forget, this is the week that we give you another chance to qualify for the green or the gold in our statewide text win contest. We already gave one word of the hour way back in the 7 a.m. hour. And remember, we're going to have more words of the hour coming up throughout the day here on Max FM in order to qualify for some really great prizes, including cash, gold jewelry, and maybe our grand prize, which is two indoor club level seats to see Green Bay take on New Orleans Monday night, December 23rd. You got to have the free Civic Media app. You can get that at your Apple store or at your Android store, and then just be listening for the keywords so that you can text in and hopefully win and qualify for all of this great stuff. It is all sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance agent Chris Statton in Baraboo, and also Songna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells. So thank you to those amazing sponsors. Remember, more chances for you to qualify later on today with Finn, and he's going to have keywords for you so that you can hopefully text and maybe even win some really great prizes in the statewide text to win contest. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Really just lots of sun and warm over the next few days. We'll tell you all about it here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of September, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School Volleyball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 69 degrees.
99.7.
Talk about it.
The Backstreet Boys on Max FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Backstreet's back, all right.
Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I your
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
it's permanent, never been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up.
Before you go, go. There is Wham! Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour because, let's face it, on a Monday, great music is what helps get us through a work day. Lady Gaga on the way, along with Bananarama. U2 also coming up. Whitney Houston kicks things off next, along with Finn, who is in to take you through your midday. And remember, he's going to have more chances for you to qualify in our statewide text to win contest, going for the green or the gold. Your chance to win some cash, maybe some gold jewelry, or be qualified for our grand prize, which is two indoor club level seats to see Green Bay take on New Orleans Monday night, December 23rd. So definitely be listening for that keyword so that you can text in and maybe win on our Civic Media app. Get that over at your Android or your Apple store for absolutely free. A lot going on here at Max FM. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tears in my eyes, I don't wanna let you see.